This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. I'm Kevin Kelly with you every Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. And on the program today, we have members of the Parkland College Guitar Ensemble led by Jordan Kay. And they're performing Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3:30 at the Urbana Free Library, a free program, as I think everything is at the Urbana Free Library, as the name would imply. And we had advertised having singer-songwriter Hillary Scott. She has unfortunately been fighting the flu all week and was not able to have enough voice to call in from St. Louis, where she resides. She does, however, plan to come to Champaign for her performance tomorrow night, obviously crossing her fingers that that voice will be back, to sing following Gloria Rubel and Ed Schaller at the Roma Cafe in Champaign tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock. Gloria Rubel starts at 7 o'clock. The first annual Jazz Festival is at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana, starting at 4 o'clock tonight and this afternoon, and runs up until midnight. And I believe I remember correctly when we had Paul Wirth from the Iron Post on the show yesterday that he said among the performers will be baritone sax player Glenn Wilson. And this comes from his CD called Glenn Wilson Elusive. The tune is by Harold Danko. It's called McCoy's Passion. That was Glenn Wilson and his ensemble, Glenn Wilson baritone saxophone, pianist Harold Danko, who also wrote that music called McCoy's Passion, bassist Dennis Irwin, drummer Adam Nussbaum, tenor sax, Bob Belden, and trumpet and flugelhorn. I didn't pay enough attention to know which he was playing there, Jim Powell. Glenn Wilson is at the University of Illinois currently, and I believe he's one of the performers tonight at the Jazz Festival at the Iron Post in Urbana, starting at 4 o'clock and running up until midnight. And that should be a grand time with lots and lots of performers on that program. This is Live and Local. Our show today is made possible in part by support from these business partners: EAG Company Incorporated of Fairmount, Family Video Movie Club of Springfield, First National Bank and Trust Company of Clinton, and Jarman Center of Tuscola. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible, and we thank you for your support of the station and of this show. On the first portion of Live and Local today, we have six members of and the director of the Parkland College Guitar Ensemble, based at Parkland College in Champaign. And if anybody is interested in joining, I happen to have right in front of me the audition requirements right off the website. And Jordan Kay, thanks for bringing everybody in here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us, Kevin.
And thanks all of you for getting out of whatever it is you might have been doing otherwise and bringing your guitars in with you. Jordan, do I remember that you're another group of yours is actually playing on that jazz festival tonight?
We are the premier act for that, the Parkland College Early Jazz Ensemble, starring Jake Fraley over there. He's got a dual membership there, and he came to Parkland as a trumpet player and then branched out into guitar.
I just talked to another trumpet player. I think it might be in the same band, Chris Strong. Is he in whichever band you're at? Are you in one of the bands at Parkland?
No, I don't recognize his name.
I don't recognize that name, but we're also having Nick Schroeder. Well, that band is going to be huge. I just kept inviting people to be on that gig, and it's going to be a big band.
A lot of people in that group and at the whole festival. It's a small space, so I'm sure people will be coming in and out. Paul Wirth was telling me that the other day for, was it the Django Reinhardt? They had people, the place was packed, and there were 10 people stand outside the door at a time waiting to get in. So, and I was actually inviting some high school kids to go, you know, just earlier. I don't know if you can get in if you're in high school or not.
They were passing the hat to just get enough money to make the cover charge, actually.
Oh, seriously? Well, that's, you know, that's one of the tragedies. It's one of the... It's one of those mixed blessings of having so many wonderful musicians in a relatively small place and lots of nice venues to play that the cover charges are really small, if anything. So for the audience, it's great, but for the performers, not exactly lucrative. So when the hat gets passed, ladies and gentlemen, put something in it for the performers. So, Jordan, tell us a little bit about this guitar ensemble. How long has it been going on, and what's the idea behind it?
Good question.
I thought so.
It's been going on for 3 semesters now. It's when I first started at Parkland about 12 or 13 semesters ago, this was a kind of a dream. I wanted to have a guitar ensemble, and it took a long time to get it through the programming committee and all the bureaucratic business, but we eventually got it started, and here it is. It's kind of a dream of mine, and basically it's to just explore the repertoire and what can be done with a guitar, and then I put on the syllabus too. I have a personal agenda, which is to bring together the more extreme factions of playing by ear and reading music, because I believe that you can do both, and that's a good thing. And I guess also guitar players don't have the ensemble experience that other instruments have, because trumpets and clarinets all have concert bands to be in, and guitarists generally don't have opportunities to play together other than a garage band or rock band or something like that. So,
well, guitarists have lots of chances to play with other musicians, but not necessarily with other guitarists of the type that we've got.
You know how to make a guitar player play softer?
I don't.
Give him some sheet music. Except not these guys, because these guys, I'm so proud of this group, actually, because we've really got some good readers and good musicians in this group, so it's been really terrific.
How many of you did read music before you showed up at Jordan's door? Four of six, or 3.5 of 6, yeah. That somebody had her hand halfway up. And the others not at all. So what's that challenge been like? We have somebody who's dying over here. I hope she'll be all right. We need an assistant to go get us some water or something.
Kevin, we got to let our music speak for itself, because we don't have much time here.
Well, let's do it then.
Get all our songs.
Let's get all the songs in.
They're just dying to play.
What are they dying to play first?
Well, spring is here. And it's baseball season, so we're just going to take you out to the ball game.
By the way, that was a very subtle way of telling me to shut up, Jordan. Members of the Parkland College Guitar Ensemble on Live and Local.
2 measures. 1, 2, 3, 1, ready, play. Bottom of the ninth. Who's up first? Play ball.
Play ball. Play guitar while you're playing ball. And just, there you go. Thanks to Mike Pritchard, who passed the news along, and to Mike Cervone for bringing in some water for our infirm guitarist over here. And there's another one for
you. Yeah, see,
around.
You know, those other singer-songwriters, they just cancel their gigs for reasons. You know, we could be on the deathbed. We're just right here playing the gig.
Well, that's because you don't really have to open your mouth. Your friend and mine, Robin Kirtan, Jordan likes to call singers throats. And I think that's probably the reason. But, well, that's
deep.
That is the liability, you know, when you are a singer. You're carrying your instrument around. You got to take good care of it. We got some nice-looking guitars in here. How many of you, is the guitar new to anybody here? One person, two people. So you've otherwise been playing. Let's do some quick introductions, because I don't have a list of who's playing here. So from my right,
I am Mickey Rivera. I've been playing bass since I was like 13, so about 9 years now.
So you've got a bass guitar.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks like a guitar, but it's got the bass notes. And what's your background? Are you in school somewhere, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to Parkland to music ed.
Good. And, next, sir.
My name's Chris Sennett. I've been playing guitar for about 5 years, but only about a year seriously, I'd say. You know, like reading music and stuff.
So. Right. And what are you doing otherwise?
I'm going to Parkland for music ed as well.
Okay, good.
My name is Samantha Carpenter. I've been playing the steel string for about 8 months. And
so pretty new to you.
Yes. And I moved here from Pennsylvania.
You did?
Yes.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Where in Pennsylvania are you from?
I'm from southwestern Pennsylvania.
Where?
Somerset County.
I know more or less. All right, right off the turnpike.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Chambersburg.
Oh.
How about that? And are you a student in Parkland also?
No, I'm not.
You're just hanging around.
Yes.
All right, I'm Jake Fraley. I've played guitar about 5 or 6 years now. Jason actually got lessons for the first time playing from Jordan last year. So, any mess ups you can blame on him.
he just covered his eyes and said, "Oh, did you have to mention that?"
Yeah. And, student at Parkland Music Education. So.
And playing in the early
yeah.
jazz ensemble,
mm-hmm.
as he mentioned earlier. And one of our other newbies to the instrument.
I'm Cara Greer. I teach math at Parkland. And I have done various things in music, mostly piano and singing, and wanted to learn guitar. And I started actually a couple years ago, but just played on and off. And now it's more regular with the ensemble.
How often does the ensemble rehearse, by the way?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay, for hour and a half, couple hours?
Two
hours. And well, far on my left.
I'm Sehwa Do from Seoul, Korea. I'm new here in the United States. So I actually feel nervous speaking English, but it's great to play music with others, because even though playing music, I can feel same thing through music, so it's nice.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sewa?
No, I'm kidding.
Nervous.
Okay.
Understood every word. Welcome to the United States.
Thank you.
Well, let's let the music speak again for you.
Yes. Well,
you brought a few tunes.
Thanks, Kevin. Another group that is going to be playing at the Iron Post Jazz Festival is the music of Django Reinhardt, which I'm also involved in sporadically. And so we'd like to play a Django Reinhardt song right now, his Minor Swing. And, well, you know what? I'll tell you about it after we hear it.
But I will remind listeners that we're listening to the Parkland College Guitar Ensemble on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
One, two, ready, go. Thank you. right. Yeah, that was absolutely my fault. I meant take it out. But
we had literally a signal. You looked like you were giving baseball signs. going back to take me out to the ball game.
All
so
right.
what was the Jordan was doing a pat on the head? What was that supposed to mean?
Well, all right. I'm going to tell you the good news about that. Well, first off, our soloist there was Chris Sinnott, one of the new members of the group. And, yep, he just improvised that solo, and that was really great. And then also, the previous solo was written by Sam Carpenter, who just is learning about improvisation and wrote down some of her ideas and made up that solo, two choruses. And I just think it's great.
Sam the Pennsylvanian.
That's right.
So what was that pat on the head supposed to mean?
Well, we were going to take it out. That was the cue to take it out after the last solo.
Take it out meaning
take it out.
finish it up.
Finish the song, yeah.
And Jake said, meant the head meaning go back to the beginning.
Yeah, da capo for those.
That would have been my guess, too.
I'm going to revise my signals after that. This is a learning experience.
For everybody. Well, you said you've not been doing it all that many semesters, I guess.
No, about three, actually. And it's been different personnel, too.
I'm the only
you the original? Yeah. You're the only original member left.
I'm the original member left.
Yes.
So your picture's on the website.
Is it?
I believe so. I think there is a photo of the Parkland Guitar Ensemble on the website. So,
yeah.
And y'all are dressed up looking very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very, very classy.
I mean, I try, as you can see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're all dressed for radio here. The Parkland Guitar Ensemble is going to be at the Urbana Free Library Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3:30 in the Busey Mills Reading Room. And that, of course, will be a free program. I gather from the notation on the website that you do ask people to at least do some kind of audition to be on the ensemble, or is that kind of a loose thing?
Well, it's about reading music, because for a lot of the stuff we do, well, we started off with our more informal pieces, but we have some more classical repertoire that we're going to play later in the show. And it's really important to read music for that. And once again, that's the opportunities that guitar players don't really have as much. So we like to do that. And it's very helpful. Yeah, a rock guitarist just coming in would be like a fish out of water. They wouldn't know what to do with all the dots on the page.
Well, and they probably might not even have the right guitar. I mean, it depends how somebody came up, Jordan, you play all kinds of different things.
I do. I like to claim that I play everything with strings on it, but I'm not really very good on sitar, however.
everything meaning plucked strings? Or do you do some of the
bowed
strings?
I do a little bit of bowed strings, too. I've been known to do that. But there's a lot of great violinists in town, so I'm like really low on the list.
You figure nobody's going to be knocking on your door for the violin. Yeah. Usually they're knocking on your door for the guitar or the banjo.
Yes, that's right.
I have knocked on your door before for the banjo.
Yes.
Not all that many reading banjo players either. And between guitarists and banjo players and a lot of other traditional instruments, not so much. So what's one of the quote-unquote classical pieces we have? Is that what you planned next?
Yes. Well, we have a sonatina by Pleyel.
What is Pleyel's first name? Is that on there? I can't remember.
I think it's Opus 8.
Opus Pleyel, yeah. That's just, yeah.
That's kind of a funny middle name there.
Yeah. Opus is the name of a penguin. That's okay. I don't know either.
I'm glad we're here to have fun a little bit.
That's right.
And, you know what? They seldom mention his first name. It's always Johann Sebastian Bach or Cesar Cui. But I don't know if I'm saying that right. But Pleyel. It's just like Prince or something.
He made pianos. I know he made pianos.
Really?
Yeah, there were play-out pianos back in his day.
Oh!
Yeah, that's something. No, that's not a joke. That's the truth.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. But that I see that came out that way, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, a play-out piano. I think I heard that.
Right, we better play before we all get into trouble here.
Right. Puns.
Okay. Take the repeats, gang. Take the repeats.
And if he taps his head, it means
continue on.
Keep
time,
going.
Don't go to this the time, this time, it will be that.
Go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
One, two, ready, play. Thank you.
Sonatina by Pleyel. I want to say it's Ignatz, but I'm not sure that's right.
Bingo.
Do you think that's it?
Bingo. I would go with you. I would go with you on that.
Can't always trust my memory. It's the Parkland College Guitar Ensemble, led by Jordan Kay. Is this the whole ensemble, by the way?
Oh, no.
How many more have we got in the class?
Well, and Rich. Yeah, at least three. It's kind of like Medicare 7, 8, or 9, one of my other bands, you know, however many show up. But some of us, believe it or not, are gainfully employed and had prior commitments, like their day job, where they couldn't make it today.
Yeah, you got to make that money somehow or another.
We do, to buy guitar strings.
You're not going to do it playing on Live and Local, that's for sure. We've got one more tune to go?
At least. Sorrento.
And coming up at a little after 1 o'clock, well, right at 1:01, we'll have the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. We'll be back with more classical music at 1:06, and I'll have a calendar of events for you coming up, and we're going to have a chat with the man behind the sound to Live and Local as an unannounced guest. I just announced him a little towards the end because we were not able to have the other intended guest today, Hillary Scott. Who is still going to be able to come from St. Louis to Champaign tomorrow and perform at Aroma Cafe, but she's been fighting the flu all week and didn't have any voice this morning for me to actually have the interview with her. So she apologizes for that and is still going to try to get here and hopefully treat herself well and be able to do that gig tomorrow night with Gloria Rubel and Ed Schaller. I'm curious, how many of you in the room here, when you got into guitar ensemble, thought you were going to be doing rock guitar or electric guitar or something like that?
We weed those guys out early.
So you knew what you wanted and what you were in for when you came in. What's the range of types of music that you're working on? Anybody can answer that for me.
It's kind of anything. We play jazz a lot. We play a lot of classical stuff. Play some early Americana. Yeah.
Old-timey kinds of things?
Yeah, just pretty much anything I like to play.
Everything. We like variety.
Yeah,
we like variety, and once again, it's about the reading. It's an opportunity for guitar players to practice reading music and playing with other players, because guitar players don't get to do that. Bands and orchestras do that as a matter of course, and guitar players don't traditionally do that. Although there's probably more guitar ensembles than there have ever been.
Is that a newish trend, as far as you know, or?
Well, I think guitar players want to do that.
Well, we did have
Bloomington.
We did have all 17 of them from Bloomington come over here. Not in this room, no. This is a fairly small room, but they were in it. We rigged up a conference room and had them all come over, and they did an entire Brandenburg Concerto of Bach. Which was pretty nice to have. That was something, having 17 guitar. Angelo Favis is the, in fact, he was here, did a solo gig on the show as well before one of his classical recitals.
Oh, that's
so
terrific.
So glad to have him back.
Yeah, he's a terrific player and it's a terrific ensemble. So,
So those are all, well, I guess they're not all majors over there at Illinois State. We're talking about Illinois State University, but many of them are majors on the guitar and a lot of them just doing it because they want to do it.
Well, Miguel and Chris and Jake are all planning to transfer over there, last I heard.
To ISU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Good luck.
So,
have you auditioned yet? Or?
That's the warning.
Yeah.
Look out.
No, not yet.
Yeah, good luck when you get to that point.
Thanks.
I don't know that it'll count for anything, but I can put it in good word for you. Next.
We're going to play an old Neapolitan song.
Does it have a name, or that's it?
It needs no introduction. You'll figure it out.
Okay, all right. I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, there you go. This will be your blindfold test.
But I'm not going to guess up front, since I haven't heard it.
You can listen to it.
But I still have my guess.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, someone to my left here sounds like she's been playing the guitar a while. Is that true?
Yes, I started it from when I was in 12 years old, but I have an accident to cut my pinky.
Ooh.
So I stopped, but now I try to play again.
And you seem to be doing fine.
Yes.
We won't ask then how many years you've been playing, since then that would give, you know, people don't like to have their age on the air, but I've been playing for a while. And actually, I have a friend who I think he ran his finger through a window or something like that. I think also the little finger, and he's a guitarist, and he's a lot of
trouble. Oh, Wes.
Wes Feaster, that's right. Yeah, but he was doing some playing.
He's
some
coming
years ago.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So
that's a good thing.
So that's encouraging. Sounds good. I want to say that support for programs on WILL comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods at the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio, and thanks to all of the listeners who do already support WILL with your financial contributions. We're here because you do what you do. I think we have time for one more tune.
And it's a short one.
Okay.
And can I plug all our gigs again?
You
right
can
quick?
Plug all of your gigs again. I was going to do the one I know about, but plug the rest of them.
Okay,
sure.
Well, starting from the top, the Parkland College Guitar Ensemble at the Urbana Free Library, Sunday, the 23rd, from 2 to 3:30. And although it's a free show, we will take donations at that. Sorry. And then the Iron Post Jazz Festival, starting off at 4 to 5 with the Parkland College Early Jazz Ensemble with a bunch of special guests. And then music of Django Reinhardt at 8:30.
And that music,
well.
I mean, that music goes from 4 to 12 tonight. At the
Yeah,
Iron
it's,
Post.
It's a great thing that he's doing over at the Iron Post. That's really... the hotbed of jazz around town, so they have music every night, pretty much, and that's great to have a place other than the street where you can.
And if somebody wants to more information on the jazz guitar ensemble or wants to get involved, how do they go about that?
Please email me at jkaye@parkland.edu.
That stands for Jordan Kay, who is the director and instructor of the course. Jordan
I'm a
Kay.
Goat farmer, but I'm getting into that high technology, that email thing.
Well, I knew the farm part. I'm not sure I knew about the goat part.
That's all you need to know. Moving right along here, Lena Horne recently passed away. I'm sure you must have mentioned
that.
Yeah,
was that Monday, Sunday, something like that?
Very recently.
Yeah.
And Cara was a Lena Horne fan, and she mentioned that, and so we passed out a chart for Stormy Weather, and we'd like to close out with that.
Who wrote Stormy Weather?
Harold Arlen.
There we
I
go.
Believe.
Thank you.
How about
I think
that?
You're right.
I got
I think
both
you're right.
names.
I thought there was going to be another one of those standards that nobody could remember, and I'd have to look it up later. But
you
I think
know what?
You're right.
It doesn't even say that. I actually knew that. That was like a wow. I'm even surprised myself.
Good to know that the instructor knows something.
Yes.
All right, Jordan Kay with Parkland College Guitar Ensemble. Last tune here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
You know, that was an appropriate tune to go out on. I hope we're actually back on the air because I got a message from our sound engineer, Mike Pritchard, a bit ago that there was a tornado warning, not for Champaign-Urbana, but for some other part of our listening area. So good tune for whatever's going on outside. We're well ensconced in our studio here and having a clue what's happening out there. So maybe the skies will be a bit gray and stormy by the time we get out of the studio. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming in. Let's do a quick round once more. Let everybody know who's with us here.
Sehwa.
Kara.
Jake Fraley.
Samantha.
Chris Sennett.
Mickey Rivera.
And Jordan Kay.
Thank you very much for having us on the show and for doing the show and promoting live music.
It's a pleasure, and you will be live 2 to 3:30. At the Urbana Free Library in the Busey Mills Reading Room this coming Sunday. And that gives everybody a chance to hear that, go grab some dinner, and then go hear the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. That's my gig for the weekend at Follinger Auditorium on the University of Illinois Quad. And we will transition from guitars to some tunes of Hillary Scott, who wasn't able to be here, but I do have some tunes of hers. This is music that's going to be on that youth orchestra program. It's by Morton Gould, and it's a march called American Salute. It's live and local on FM 90.9. And that's some of Morton Gould's American Salute here on Live and Local. You can hear that played live by the Central Illinois Youth Orchestra Sunday night at 7:30, free concert at Follinger Auditorium on the University of Illinois Quad. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local, and I've got a severe thunderstorm warning here for northern Clark County and southeastern Edgar County. That's in effect until 1:30, so for about another 40 minutes or so. And National Weather Service meteorologists detected a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. The storm was located near Martinsville, or 6 miles southwest of Marshall, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Locations affected include Marshall, Oliver, Denison, and Lincoln Trail State Park. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning for northern Clark County and southeastern Edgar County until 1:30. And a reminder that a tornado warning remains in effect just for another 5 minutes for southeastern Vermilion and north central Edgar counties. And we'll play a little bit of Hillary Scott, who was going to be, we hope is still going to be at Aroma Cafe in Champaign tomorrow. Just a quick look at some of the other events going on in our area. Mitchell's Bluegrass and Gospel are at Kickapoo Landing at the Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood tonight at 5:30. A Few Good Men is a play, continues with the Rantoul Theater Group this weekend, Friday through Sunday, Friday night and Saturday night at tonight and Saturday at 8, and then Sunday matinee at 2. Ash Devine is a singer-songwriter and clown. She'll be on our show next week, but she's at the Red Herring Cafe in Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock. She'll be a couple other locations next week. Acoustic guitarist and singer David Howie is at Silver Creek at 5:30 tonight in Urbana. Katie Flynn, vocals, and more at V. Picasso, Urbana tonight at 6 o'clock. Amasong gives its concert Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4:30. At McKinley Presbyterian Church, and we will leave it at that for right now. I did promise that we'd have a brief chat with, called him the man behind the sound of Live and Local, and he's our sound engineer and operations supervisor here at WILO, Mike Pritchard. And Mike, I always owe you incredible thanks for allowing this show to happen when we have live performers on.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun indeed. I get to hear a wide variety of music and meet a lot of great performers, and it's just been a blast working with you.
Well, and you know, we were going to have, let's say, Hillary was going to come in live and play and sing with us, and right after the guitars. So, what you'd have to do during whatever music I played in, you know, off of a CD to get ready from one kind of group like that to another solo performer like that?
Well, for today, we had the group, so I had to set up a stereo mic arrangement to be able to pick up the entire group in a nice sound image. But when you move from that to a solo performer, you need to change over quickly, put up a microphone. She would have brought in an acoustic guitar, and then she would have sang along with that. So put up another microphone for her, and you have to do this very quickly while people are exiting the studio and you're trying to get the new one situated. So it can be challenging on some days.
We've had some pretty drastic changes sometimes, like when you have a large ensemble where you have a couple of amplified instruments maybe.
Sure.
And you need everybody's cooperation to pack up and clear out quickly, because it's not a large space we use here.
It's not, no. But it works well for what we do. Sometimes we may push the envelope with the number of people we try and get in there, but it always seems to work somehow.
Well, and then when I ask people questions all the time, and not everybody gets a microphone, so there's that challenge as well, to be able to pick up spoken voices.
Right. Today's group would be a good example of that. A large group of guitarists spread about the room. You know, they are spread pretty widely throughout the studio and took up the entire room. You have to allow room for the neck of the guitar that sticks out into the air. So sure, yeah, sometimes I put up, I just call them area microphones. I guess that's a loose way to refer to it, and just try and mic the room and pick them up as best I can, because we really sometimes don't have enough microphones to go around for a large group.
And one of your best microphone is in the shop.
It's away in the shop, yes. I've been trying to inquire and get some information on that. Yeah, I miss that terribly. We are very blessed to have some good quality microphones here. And unfortunately, yeah, one of my Star Troopers is down currently, so I've been missing that.
And if anybody wants to donate some money, we'd be happy to get some more and fix some of those broken microphone stands.
You bet we would.
Mike, we'll have to have a longer chat some other time, because there's a lot that goes into this and a lot of background of yours that I'd be interested in having our listeners know about sometime.
Sure, anytime.
Thanks for dropping in, and of course you were there. You've been there the whole time, but you've been behind the console, so now let you get behind the microphone here just for a few minutes.
Okay, sure.
We're going to go out here with Hillary Scott, and this is a tune from her album called Road to Hope, and it's called Loser Blues on Live and Local.